Welcome in this new episode about continuous deployment with release management in Visual Studio Team Services. In the previous video, we talked about the continuous integration with VSTS, and on that one, we're going to talk about the deployment. So on the previous video, we set up the build definition with this three step, actually, and at the end of this build definition, we have, as we call it, the artifacts, the zip file ready to be deployed. So what we want to do is to add one more task in the build definition. So back to the build section on the previous one, the .NET Core CI hands-on lab that we created on the last video. You just had to click on add build step, and from the old section, you can do a search for publish on the publish build artifacts and click on add here. On that one, we're going to publish more artifacts. Actually, we're going to publish the ARM templates. So from the repository here, I click here on the three dots, click on env, and here on templates, I want to publish all that folder because I'm going to use, on that case, few JSON file here. But so here, artifacts name, I'm going to name it ARM template. You can name it whatever you want. And here, the important thing is to specify that's the artifact type. It's a server one. And you can click on save. And then you can trigger a new build here. So I'm not going to do that because I already did that just to win time. And actually, what we can do, I can check still in progress. So let's see. Is it? As you can see here, I already did that one, like I said. So what we're going to do, we're going to wait for sure. But what we can do, we can set up the next step. We're going to create actually a service link from Visual Studio Team Services and Microsoft Azure, because like I said, and as you can imagine, we're going to deploy that on Microsoft Azure, this application. So here on the gear icon that you can see here, you have so that's the setting section. Here you can click on services here, and you can click on new service endpoint and click on Azure Resource Manager. And normally, after, as you can see, it's loading, after a few seconds, you're going to here list all the subscription that VSTS is going to find here. But in my case, I'm going to do that manually. But here, what we encourage you is try to use the automatic way here. Specify name, click on OK, and see if it's work. But if not, I'm going to show you the manual way, which is the complicated one. But in that case, you're going to see all the methodology to do that. Actually, to simplify this task, I wrote a blog post a few months ago to explain how you can do that. So using Docker, I really like Docker. But also, if you are Azure CLI or if you are PowerShell and different the portal and so on and so on. So in my case, I'm going to use Docker because I really like Docker and it's really simple to use. So I just have to copy that command line here. So I have Docker installed on my machine here. So Docker run, that's the name of the image that I created. So I have to name the app here, as you can see, and add a password. So actually, I'm going to use, for the name, I'm going to use VSTS PU Labs. Not really original. I think we need something unique. So I'm going to use Justro, which is my first name, last name. And the password, I'm going to use something really secure, like passat. World 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say that. And push enter. So we're going to pull the image. And then it should not be really long. So I have to authenticate myself here. Specify the code, continue. I want to use that subscription. So here, gonna ask me for the subscription that I want. I want the first one. All right, I think we're good. So I have something wrong with the subscription name, but it's not really important. So I can go back here. And as you can see here, so you already feel from some stuff here. Oh no, That's the wrong one. So subscription ID, that one here. SPN is that one. So that's here, the ID. The key, it's really secure one here. The tenant ID is that one. Okay, and the subscription name, I'm gonna copy that one here. And I'm gonna say that's my Microsoft, not really original. I can click on verify connection. It's good. And okay. Actually, I'm gonna remove that one. It's the old one. I don't want to use it anymore. So I'm gonna disconnect that one just to make sure I don't want to do any mistakes. So, all right. So the next step is to create the release definition. So by itself. So if you go on the releases, on the release part here, it told us that we have nothing, so we have to click on new definition, and it offer you some template, but we're gonna use an empty one. Click on next. So we're gonna use the project. So for sure, the build definition that the build definition that we set up before, and we're gonna use the hosted agent. So we have nothing to touch here. So per default, you create you one environment. So we're gonna rename here by clicking here and say this is the dev environment. Let's say that. I'm gonna add one task, and we're gonna use the ARM resource group deployment. So we're gonna use ARM templates. If you're not really familiar about that, I encourage you to check on Channel 9 different video about that. It's as DevOps practices, we call that infrastructure as code. It's the ability to have one JSON file who contain all the infrastructure that we need on Azure. So in that case, SQL database, web app, application insight, and so on. So it's really, really powerful. So we're gonna use as a setting. So the Azure connection type, that's the Azure Resource Manager. And here you should be able now to see the Azure service connection that we set up before that one. Then, so you can keep this option for the action. We want to create an updated resource group, the resource group that we want to use here. So we're gonna use as we call variables on VSTS. So to do that, you just have to use the dollar sign. So here from the documentation, I'm just gonna pass that setting here. I'm gonna talk about that just after. We're gonna use the S2S location. The template that we want to use actually here, it's what we just publish on the artifact folder. So from the ARM template, we want to use the full environment setup merge, that one. .json, not the param one, but the empty one here, that one. Click on OK. And for the parameters, we're going to specify the parameters one. So in the same folder, we're going to use the full environment setup merge dot param dot json here. It doesn't matter for that one because we're going to override the template parameters. Still from the documentation, by the way, I talk about the documentation links in the prerequisite video. I encourage you to see that one if you did not. I'm just going to paste from the documentation this section. I'm going to explain it. So here we have a bunch of different parameters that we specify that we use in the JSON file here. But here we, as you can see, we override these parameters and we're using variables. So for example, for the parameters with the name website name in the JSON file here, we're going to use the with the dollar sign the oops, sorry. We're going to use the website net variables from VSTS. Again, from ports limited server name, that the name inside the JSON file that we are here, we're going to use the variable from VSTS called server name. To set up these variables, actually, it's really simple. From the environment here, just click here on the three dots and click on configure variables. For here, we're going to specify the parameters that we need. So for example, it's website name that we have. So we have website name and so on. So I'm going to just copy and paste from the documentation again, just to win time. Hosting plan. So no magic here. It's the same that we have here on the section that I just previously passed. Here. Password, bit test password. And the resource group name here, that's the one that we specify here on the resource group. So for the website name, so here my recommendation is to think about that we need something unique, right? Because, for example, the website name is going to be the website name on Azure, and you cannot have two same FQDN on Azure. We cannot share the two web app, two different web app with the same FQDN, right? So I'm going to say it's PU, so Parts Unlimited, Labs, let's say that, GSTR for Gistro, my first name, last name, 123. Just make sure that it's unique again. Here, I'm going to say that server. Here, I'm going to say that's the app hosting plan. Here, it's the storage. So I'm going to say that's here. Content name, I'm going to say that's cont for content name. The password, you know what? I'm going to use the same awesome password that I use for my application two time. So the cool thing, you can hide, for example, here. Just to make sure that if somebody else is authenticated on VSTS and click on variables, if you not do that, he's going to be able to see the password. So if you want to hide it, it could be great. And here, the resource group I want to say is going to say PU Labs. So yeah, PU Labs. That's it. I'm going to click on OK. I'm going to save. Actually, I'm going to rename this ugly name. So I'm going to say it's PU Lab CD, which is deployment. I'm going to save it. So just make sure that here on the override template parameters, you have just one space between each parameters. So actually, in the documentation, it's for some convenience. It's you have each parameter is in on one different line, right? So, but make sure that everything it's on the same line. So actually, if I'm just copy here that guy here, yeah, it should be like this. That means everything it's on one line here, like this, just to make sure, yeah. Because if not, you're gonna have an error. So yeah, when it's done, you can save, and you can create. We're gonna create a release here. So that's what is done. Okay, create a release from the previous, so the last test build. Click on create it, and here it told us that it created a new release. The release dash two has been created. So let's click on that guy here and click on log section, and let's wait what's happening. All right, the deployment is now done. As you can see, everything should be, it's green actually. So let's see on Azure what we have. So I'm gonna go on the resource group section here, and we have this resource group called PU Labs. That's the name that I specify. And as you can see, I have a bunch of different resources, which is great. So now we have the infrastructure deployed, ready to be used, and we're gonna. So that means this definition works actually. So we're gonna edit that one. So the PU Lab CD, click on edit here, and we're gonna have one more step. So now that we have the infrastructure, we can now deploy actually the code that we want. So we're gonna click on add tasks. And from the task catalog on the deploy port, we're gonna do a search for Azure ARM, that one, Azure App Service Deploy. So I'm gonna click on add. Close that one, and here we're going to specify a few options. So for example, we're going to say here the Azure description that we want is still the same, that one, the app service name. So let's see what we have. We have here the name, but what we want, just to do something clean, we're going to use the still the you remember the variable from VSTS here, because we can still use it, website name. So just to make sure that if we change something here on the variables, it's going to apply on all the parameters. So we're going to use the slot actually, because we want to have the dev, the staging, and the production. For the resource group, same thing. We're going to use the parameters from VSTS. So we have one here called resource group name. And the slot that we want, we're going to use the dev. So that's the dev slot. I think we're good. The package that we want to deploy actually is going to be the artifacts, right? So on the drop here, we have the zip file. We're going to save it here. And actually what we can do, we can again create a release and let's see if everything works fine. So that means after that one, so the release 3 now, we should be able to see the application deploy on the dev slot here. So let's see what's happening. All right, again, the deployment seems done successfully. So what we can do from the log section here, I can go on the last step here, deploy as a template. And if you scroll down here, I saw here, it told you the web app successfully deployed at this URL. So let's copy that guy here and paste and go see if we have our application up and running. And we have our application, so we can check if everything works fine. Seems to be good, right? So we can add cart, we can check out. So we're gonna check later, but that means how now we have our application. And just for the fun, if I'm changing that for staging, actually, we should have the landing page for Microsoft Azure with nothing deployed, right? All right, so back to our Visual Studio Continuous deployment definition. I'm gonna again edit that guy here. So we just saw that that part works fine. What we can do, we actually, it's the dev. So we have this feature called clone environment. So we're gonna clone it and just click on create. So it just created a copy of the dev. So that's why he named it copy of dev. And we're gonna set that the staging part, because we know that that one works. So for that one, we're gonna remove that part. We don't want to deploy the infrastructure because we just done that on the first one. And here is gonna be the same thing, but the slot's gonna be the staging one. That's the only thing that we want to change. And here, because we're using variables, if you remember here, we're using variable from the environment here. So what we can do first, we can remove everything here. So we're gonna remove everything here because we don't need it. And we're gonna use the global variables. So that means for that one here and that one, I'm gonna move that one to variable here and I'm gonna create a variable website name. So yeah, so we move from the, let's say the local variable from the environment dev to the global variables. And that one are now accessible on all the environments that we're going to use. That mean here, I'm using it here, so it's going to work, right? So I think we're good for the staging. And again, we're going to do the same thing for the production. Here, I'm going to do production. And here, you can specify nothing for the slot. And per default, you're going to deploy that on the production one, so the global one. And yeah, for, and again, some best practices, you have to run some load tests, smoke tests, and you can do that actually. You can add tests, can add some curl, some load test features, but that's not the purpose of this labs. But as best practices, you can do that. So let's save that guy here. And the one last thing that I want to show you, it's this ability to assign approver. So that means here from the development, you can say here, I want you to trigger that one automatically from the build definition. That means every time I'm going to trigger the build definition with the continuous integration trigger from the previous labs, I want you to trigger the deployment and from this build here on the master branch that, and automated this one. So you're going to create a new release and trigger the dev one, right? And from the staging, you're gonna trigger the staging when the dev is done, and same thing for the production, which is normal, right? So I'm gonna save that one. And what I want to do here on the staging, I'm gonna assign approver. So before the deployment, I want to assign, so myself is not really relevant here, but let's say in real case scenario, you can say, I want to approve the QA guy, for example, before to deploy staging. I want this guy to approve the deployment and something for the production. Maybe some business unit want to approve the deployment before the deployment. So yeah, so the normal workflow will be we're going to trigger a build from the code, so from commit on the master branch. Again, it's just for the demo, right? And then let's say we're going to change something in the code. You're going to trigger the build definition, build the new artifacts from some test because we have the test. If it works fine, everything is successful, it's going to trigger a new continuous deployment. Thanks to the continuous deployment, you're gonna trigger a new release definition with that one, with the dev first. So the dev is gonna run. So you're gonna run two tasks, and then for the staging, you're gonna wait the approval from myself in that case. And when we're gonna have the approval, it's gonna deploy. If it's successfully, same thing for the production, gonna wait the approval from myself to deploy. The edition of the release definition here. Make sure that on the deploy arm app services, on the additional deployment option, you tick this setting, take app offline, because when you're going to try to update the code, you're going to have some access denied. So make sure on all steps here, you tick that option here. So let's start from scratch. So actually, let's go on the code section here to show you all the workflow that we should have now. Let's change something on the website again, on the view, for example, on the home, on the index. Let's say I'm a developer and I'm going to change the title, the homepage for my labs, Julien Stroker. Let's say that. I'm going to save that one. So it's like we just committed, it's like a push because I'm using Git, right? That means because we have the continuous integration trigger, now it just triggers a new build definition just now here. So again, you're going to run the test, build the artifacts, see if the change that I did works fine, it's integrated well. And when it's done, we're going to see if it's going to trigger the CD, the continuous deployment. So let's wait. All right, so the build is not done. Let's see if the release kicked. Yeah, cool. So let's double click on the release dash four, that one, and it's in progress here. So that means on the log section. Let's see what's happening. All right, so the deployment is not done. So if, again, I'm checking the web app here, let's go to that new web app. I think, if I remember, I changed the name, the HTML title. So here, so yeah, as you can see now, I just add my name, Julien Stroker. And here, he told me that a pre-deployment approval is pending for staging. So if I'm going back to PULabs-CD here, as you can see, he correctly deployed on the dev, but it's waiting for approval for the staging, and so for the production for sure. So on the overview, the cool thing, so we can see that only the dev is deployed. So what I can do here, I can say here, I want to approve or not, so looks good to me, let's say that. You can also schedule and defer the deployment if you want, but let's say I'm ready to deploy now. I'm going to click on approve. And after a few seconds, so let's refresh. It's blue, that means it's deploying. So let's double click here. And again, go back on the logs section and wait. All right, so the deployment is done in staging. So same thing, let's check if it's work here. Go to and the meantime, so it's loading here again. It told me for the production environment, it's waiting for approval or not. So let's back here. So, multiple ways to do that here. The same thing if I'm going back here, I can approve from there. Okay, let's say that I want to approve and deploy in production here. Let's refresh. Double click, go on the logs here. And as you can see, it's now deploying staging here. Same thing, the name, it's the name that I specify. And let's wait for the final one, the production one. And the production is down. It's not down. Let's see here again, something at the bottom. As you can see now, no more dash something. It's straight from the web app. And if I'm going back to summary here, all the three environments is now succeeded. And back to the PU Labs here, click on overview here. As you can see, let's refresh. I have my three environments with the release number 6. Yeah, so that's it for that part about continuous deployment with Parts Unlimited. And see you on the next one.